previously on the Legion of Renob.
Sibo currently actually finished part of the main quest, getting one of the shards.
Well, we can't leave. You understand that, right? No one can leave the island.
Why?
The god El Ryford. He stops us from leaving the island.
So we went to go to this place, and they tried to murder our intellect.
Intellect?
Our heroic crew heads back to the brothel to burn that bitch down.
Burns worse than my gonorrhea!
A man, or what looks to be a man, with dark purple skin and tentacles, sort of.
And that's it.
Coming from the circus.
Who has murdered my children?
Zell runs towards the mind flayer, leaps, kicks off of Dragonface, swings his katana, and the mind flayer is decapitated. Basilius Mula turns to your group, and she's like, "You guys probably want to rest up, but tomorrow morning, if you could come to the penultimate space, I could probably arrange for a reward for you guys."
Let's not do it.
That sounds like such a trap.
It's a trap!
And now, episode 5 of the Legion of Renob.
I have married, I have had child, I have lost said child, I have gotten a divorce, and I'm back in my mom's basement.
Anyway, party, what is your decision? You've been given the option to rest up and return to the penultimate castle that you might get
a trap.
Well, we definitely have to rest up, but...
We already did rest up, we already agreed on that, so we're good.
So we're like in the inn.
Can we just skip to the inn?
Yeah,
we're at
we'll be in the inn.
Back at the inn.
And now we're discussing the plan.
Wait, everyone's back to full, right?
Alright, so the entire adventuring crew is all back to full health after a long rest. And it didn't try and break into anyone's bedrooms this time.
Yeah, I was too tired.
That was hilarious. So.
Too stabbed.
Alright.
Mind scrambled.
So, if I may lead, it seems that we have two choices in my mind. Well, besides just not doing anything, our two choices are go with the penultimates, which does seem super fishy, or we bring that shard to Trucebreaker, which also seems pretty fishy.
Yeah, I'd like to interject that his name is Trucebreaker again, and he said the citizens like hate him, so I don't know if we should be down with this guy.
But
although he does have our dicks.
Everyone hates you too, Dragonface.
I've given them plenty of reasons to. Would you trust me?
That's
Would you give
point.
Me the shard? All right. I think...
So, yeah, what's your decision? I'll go around the table.
My thing is, we should ask Truce, or the bad guy, obviously, what the deal is with the penultimate girl. Let him know we met her and see what he wants us to do, and then do the opposite of whatever he wants us to do.
Well, so do the opposite of what Trucebreaker says?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea. Masuda?
I think we should go to the penultimate, because then we could ask questions and stuff and possibly find where the next shard is.
Alright, Zao?
Anata no otokagashi sa o nasuma rumishiata ka kimoai.
That's a good point, Zao.
Dragonface, you speak Japanese?
Tawato ishumasu. Chinese food.
Alright. That's eat shit, apparently. Alright, well, all of us stare at Zao as he gives this really good, eloquent speech, but we all kind of shrug, we're like, all right, one vote for whatever Zao said. All right, Steve? Bob?
Gosh. I'll speak for Steve and Bob, because...
Oh, I didn't know they could speak, so yeah, let's see Bob.
Yeah, they talked to us before.
I'm a bad
They're
captain.
They're rough Brazilian tones.
Yeah. Man, I am good at words. So,
Brazilian now.
Steve, Bob, let Steve talk because Steve's sort of the leader between the two brothers. So,
I also want to hear Bob though. I want to hear both of them.
So Steve is like, "We just want treasure. That's why we came with you.
We've been doing a great job.
You're a terrible pirate captain. We haven't even pirated anything.
We killed some hookers. That's pirating."
That is step one of pirating. We should have looted their bodies. Damn it.
Yeah, I was going to suggest looting the Mind Flayer, but you guys kind of carried on.
You know, yeah, we should probably go and see if there's still a corpse. I mean, there's now an empty building full of burnt Johns.
The street urchins probably got to her.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe there's like a basement or something.
A basement building. All right, well, okay, so that's what Steve's opinion is. Let's hear Bob's opinion of the matter.
The same.
Alright,
Winston, what's your vote?
Sorry.
Lenny Swift Hands.
Oh yeah, I'm all about money too, pirates, though I don't like being insulted like that. I'm trying.
You need a pirate HR.
Alright. Well, what will lead me to treasure? This guy, well,
let's I did say a reward.
Yeah,
so.
Let's say that let's pretend that the only way I'm going to move forward is if I at least one of them is telling the truth. Penultimates, they give me answers. Trucebreaker, he gives me anything.
And your dick back.
Yeah, Trucebreaker did say that he would reward us.
One wish. I'm always say Trucebreaker. We go Trucebreaker.
All right.
And Mizzuto?
Sibo?
Hi, oh, I'm sorry. Sibo. I'm so used to talking my first minute.
I was going to say, let's do fuckface Trucebreaker.
Wait.
So the gnomes, go ahead.
Alright, so we're saying we don't want to call up the liar, ask him what he wants us to do with this chick, and then don't do that.
Let's just take the shard to the shrine, kill what's his face.
Trucebreaker?
Not Trucebreaker. We're going to kill
El Rafer. El Rafer.
Him. We will return my people to our homeland. And we'll
wait, where is that exactly?
The woods of Gerbo.
Gnomesylvania.
The woods of Gerbo. It's the woods of Gerbo.
The woods of Gerbo.
How many of them are there?
I feel like you've been there before.
Dragon Face doesn't know geography. He's been to a lot of places.
Oh, he's very studious. He has the little glasses.
Alright, so anyway.
Alright, so we should go.
So
to
we're just gonna ignore this chick that said she's gonna reward us right away.
Yeah, that's why.
I
didn't hear. I thought she was going to reward us with knowledge. No, she did say reward.
She just said reward.
No, immediate reward. Oh, I changed my vote. I go.
I think we should go.
Yeah, then we'll just go and take the shard over there later.
Okay.
We're going we should have some people like outside, like watching us, like so Zal can bust it and say.
All right, I'm way. Put out. I don't want to be separated from Zal.
We can be your bodyguard. Just leave.
Blindy out
Blindy can't see.
Yeah, but she can still do combat. She's a higher level than Zal too.
I was going to say we leave someone outside and be like, if we're not out in 20 minutes, burn the mother down.
The dragon face.
Pull the dragon face.
All right, so how about just the four of us go in and then leave the other guys outside? They're okay. Screaming, coming because that'll also save
or,
them, like rolling. And
we'll say 20 minutes because they can't hear a scream.
That's not a lot of time though.
No.
If just come in casually and see if we're okay.
If they're not looking.
Wait, can you guys alert them with magic somehow?
Tony, can you send an illusion? Is that a thing you can do? To alert them?
I can send Sergio out.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, we got a plan.
We'll put Zal, Steve, Bob, and Blindy outside. And if they see Sergio, come in and help us. Because we need backup.
Yeah. Adjust the Medusa terminology.
We all don't get murdered.
All right, whatever. It'll be easier this way. I don't want. We get to roll less.
Yeah, that was more my thing.
Adjust the Medusa turns to you and says, "Call me Blindy one more time, and I'll make it. I'll gouge your goddamn eyes out."
I'm on level with you, no eyes. I forgot your real name.
It's Adjusta, you bastard.
Adjusta D's nuts.
I high five Sibo.
I high five him with my mage hand. It sparkles.
Okay. All right, we're going to penultimates.
Yep.
Let's go. All
right, we're there now, right?
You should probably walk through the town first. Oh,
are we there now?
No, sure. So, as you pass by the brothel.
Yeah, I want to.
I high five on Andrew.
On your way north, you pass by the brothel and you see it's surrounded by guards and now city workers who are going through the rubbish. The corpse of the Mind Flayer is gone, but there are still plenty of blood stains to indicate he was there. Maybe you want to get on all fours and
there's any left.
I don't know.
Can I search it?
On the ground, sort of nearby where the mind flare is, you see a faint sparkle under a bit of ash.
Take it.
Take what?
That. I'll go for it because I'm the thief.
I think Dragonface got dibs because he was the first to speak up.
Well, can I use my acrobatics to get in front of him?
mine,
dibs!
And then I, like,
you should probably ask if you could go in that area first.
Oh, I thought it was, like, outside of the guard area.
Really, we were fighting that
dude. It's where the mind flayer was, though. I assume they're right by it.
Cedric? The
entertainer.
I see you again.
No.
The sparkles.
Cedric the cleric.
Magically enhanced smack sound.
Cedric the cleric, who was there last night, allows you to pass because he saw you witness the whole thing. So he's there right now.
Bro, remember me? Can I go for that shiny thing?
All right, so did I pick it up?
Dragonface picks up what appears to be a book.
Pass.
Burn it.
it looks pretty valuable, though. You can't really figure out what that is, but it's got a cover with a picture of bearded man on it. It's red and it's very shiny, so it's got made of some sort of valuable.
So, Andrew, you like beards? Have you ever seen this book before? I assume all bearded people know each other.
You're probably asking the wrong guy.
Hey, Tony, do you beard?
Do I beard? What's that supposed
Who
to
is
mean?
This Tony character?
Right, I hold up the book. I hold up the book.
Hey, yo, Tony.
His name's not Tony.
Sebo.
Hey, yo.
God damn it.
We just killed so many hookers together.
Hey, yo, Sebo. Look at this book. Does this look familiar to you?
Can I roll an Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
23.
That's fine.
you read the words on the cover that Dragonface could not.
Dragonface has stumbled upon what appears to be a Tome of Understanding. If you spend 48 hours over a period of 6 days or fewer studying the book's contents and practicing its guidelines, your wisdom score increases by 2, and so does your maximum for that score. The manual loses its magic, but regains it in a century. So if you want it 100 years from now.
That's a hella good item.
How is that a good item?
It increases your wisdom.
Plus 2 wisdom forever.
What will I ever need that for?
Being smart?
Well, you don't even know what it is. That's dwarven pornography. You probably don't want to be touching it.
Oh no! Oh, you
just touched the wrong guy.
Yeah, you, like, hand that over to me.
Pocket it.
I'm sure plenty of gross, disgusting dwarves have done their business on it. I'm not sure if you want to be holding that. So, I know you're not a big fan.
Well, I don't like dwarves, but I do like shiny things. How you got something to trade for it, Mr. Lionface?
You do actually.
Lion face. Liar face.
Well, let me see. I'm gonna pull out this little music box.
This is why I have
one. Hey, Dragon Face, check this out.
Yes, and I'm gonna spin it up, and it's gonna play a little twinkly thing.
Are you amused?
I do not want
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, dragon fleas, look! It was so valuable. It might be magic.
It's basically an iPod.
Pointy objects.
Pointy objects. How about this fucking Seasung dagger?
Ooh, I wanted that in the first place. I'll take it.
Okay, here you go.
That's a good trade right there.
Sweet.
Though, technically, you should never have known what the thing was.
No, I saw it in the first place. Remember, I threatened to do
it. But you don't know the value.
Yeah.
I hand it over to Mazzetto.
He didn't, though. He just wanted a weapon for it.
Yeah. You give the book to Mazzetto?
Yeah, I give the book over to
porn, and that's what made him interested. Yeah. He said, oh, it gives you wisdom. Dragonface is like, no thanks.
Hey, Mazzetto, you hear that?
Mazzetto, I think you can benefit from this. I hand you the book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Get that knowledge.
Just study that for about 2 days, but we can do that later.
That was the mind flare drop right there that you guys didn't pick up, so.
Yeah.
Yay.
We rushed. We felt rushed.
So is this dagger good?
It looks quite valuable, but
is it better or worse than two tries?
is worse than two dragons.
Oh, then
it looks like
you got duped.
It's useless in combat, but it looks quite.
All right, well, I'll probably sell it later.
It's got the stats of a standard dagger.
While we're walking through town, I would like to actually get some more armor if possible.
Oh my god.
Armor
shape.
Oh,
this is going to be a pain.
Yeah, let's just go to like the.
Let's go shopping!
Go shopping on the way. I spent all my money copying that fucking killer bee spell into the spell book.
How much do you have?
I have 0 gold right now.
Okay.
But I can summon bees!
I could probably steal something for you.
Well, can I give you some gold?
You could if you'd like, maybe like 2 gold pieces just for a safety net.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you 3 gold because you gave me the book anyway. Right. So I'll just be nice.
Where's your gold at? From the sheet.
Is GP in equipment? Go to equipment, and that's the number written in the circles on the left. Bottom middle.
The equipment box. The circles on the side.
Of the bottom middle. Box.
Tony, do you
know GP?
Oh, all right, single.
Nice. Like a shop? Like an armor shop? Because I don't have one.
How much do you have, Mr. Money?
I have 12 now.
All right, just a suggestion before you guys decide to go armor shopping. Mm-hmm. You were promised a reward, so you should probably still.
Yeah,
I only get the money first, and then go shopping.
Yeah,
let's go.
You don't know if it's money.
I just wanted a pirate.
What else would it be?
Welcome to die.
We're just gonna fight this whole city right now.
All right. So,
yeah, let's skedaddle onto the penultimate.
So you continue north, and the poor district, which the drunken doppelganger and the brothel.
Damn homeless people.
You don't have a home either.
He's just a wandering dragon.
Yeah, I don't smell like them. Alright, let's continuing on.
You head north and eventually you come across what appears to be the town square, which
is what I used to sell slaves on.
So, you make it to the town square. The smell of fresh fruits and animals being replaced by the smell of fresh baked bread and perfume.
Can't we just get to this damn place?
With AC?
Or no.
Go with the adventure.
What is your hurry, man? Where are you gonna be? It's not like you're gonna...
He needs the money.
I want to see what this chick has for a reward.
The city seems...
A large chest.
Ooh, I'll take the large chest.
A 6-foot-tall black man jumps out of the chest.
The joke that didn't actually happen, but we thought it happened.
The city seems to keep all its animals of labor and trading, like the horses and the mastiffs, are kept at the gates to encourage clean streets. Penultimate troops pass by you, going north towards the apparent headquarters, a large building that's barely visible behind another large pointed building. Your focus moves to the tall building, most grandiose building that's in the square, marked Town Hall. 2 well-dressed men appear to be having a fevered debate on the steps.
Take their stuff.
Just listen in on them.
Pickpocket them.
Let's listen, and then I can establish their class and like see if it's like their welfare class. Right. I mean, and see if they're willing to.
Yeah, if they're on welfare, we're not going to get very much.
An ornate fountain is carved in the center of the town square. In the center of which is a stone carving of a man with spectacles and emeralds for eyes, standing in the center, watching over the square. To the right of the town hall is another building, one that's made of stone. But much smaller and compact, marked with a single large stone book titled Library. Next to the library, a small wooden building is built, kitty-corner to it, marked Barstucks, with an apparent merwoman as a mascot. Across the street from this building is a quaint bakery, and next to that, another Barstucks.
I don't even remember any of it.
I feel like you should be like, oh, there's a library, a bar.
Not a bar.
And an inn. I'm just saying, like, list those things, and then we'd be like, oh, we look at the library. Then you describe it, because that is so much detail.
Yeah, it's a lot of detail.
There are like 4 buildings.
Well, you can just follow it up with the
audience. Are
like,
you
okay,
following that?
Because
none of us are.
Okay. Well, then pay more attention, dingus.
There were only like 4 buildings, and 2 were the same.
Yeah, 2 bars, a library, and then like, a shop.
Well, let's ignore all that and go to the place with the reward.
Okay. I want to hear what these guys are arguing
about. Yeah, I thought we agreed.
I just
on
think
that.
We should just go straight to the reward.
Andrew and I go to the reward.
You know, I'm always a reward.
Alright.
Forget these 2 idiots. Okay.
They might still
we'll
be.
Come back.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll still be
arguing. They'll still be arguing there like a video game stuck in time.
I like Barack Obama. Well, I like George Bush.
With
What? Well, it is a fantasy world.
George H. Bush, the first one.
Jimmy Carter, whatever.
George Bush is like an orc.
No, it's a literal bush come to life.
An awakened shrub.
Okay. So you move past all you move past the town hall and approach the castle.
About damn time.
What is your hurry, though?
Let's get this damn reward.
Oh my god.
He's excited.
Is it a spear?
Is it two spears?
two shitty spears.
Pentadents?
Do they have more ties?
They buy dents?
For me to poke? So, you approach the castle, and, he's a tall black man. Alright, so at the northmost point of the city, the penultimate stronghold, a castle-like building, stands over the rest of the,
Wait, what's a penultimate?
It's the guard, holy night.
Oh my god.
Are you being as stupid this, like as
no, this joke? Time, no, this time I was serious. The last couple
They're
times
the guards. The guards that helped us in the fight.
Oh, I remember that, but like, why do we
They're the holy group that worships that dickhole.
Oh, it was in a book.
That I was not paying attention to. Oh, full disclosure.
Oh my god.
Alright. Okay.
Oh, shit, no, dude.
So I guess I understand they're important.
And he said the best part we're good at is the story.
Oh god.
We would just suck at everything.
Anyway.
Soldiers can be seen all over the area doing drills and standing at watch. Outside the castle, you can see,
Well, they're only half white, half black people, right?
Oh, there's tons of different races.
Yeah, I thought they didn't
That's
like
weird because of their
yeah,
beliefs.
That is strange, isn't it?
They don't like half
Yeah, races, I won't confront right? it. I want that treasure. Alright, let's go in.
We'll let them be racist all the while. We're going in.
You can see Basilius Wula directing some troops. Standing taller than most of the other soldiers, obviously in charge.
He's rolling the dice on the metal thing.
Alright, you can approach her and ask her for money. If that's the thing.
Reward. Not yeah, if yeah. we say money, then she empties her wallet. If reward, she could be giving us the castle.
A hero's reward.
Alright. Hi there! Remember me? I was there with the bow last night. Oh, crazy time. Hey, you mentioned a reward, I think.
I'm just gonna edit Chris out of this entire episode.
Reward!
So, yes, right, yeah, anyway, follow me.
It's a trap!
I don't know, they just seem a little bit more progressive here than they were portrayed in that, or portrayed
yeah,
in that book.
They sounded like pretty, like, Ku Klux Klan-y, if I wasn't mistaken.
Maybe that's just, like, a really old book, and, like, the order's, like, been progressing.
I don't know, is this a clan? Are they progressed now? Like, I did hear, you know, no joke, though, I heard, like, the Grand Wizard, like, is friends with a black guy, so maybe this is, like, that group.
Exactly. You know what, if they want to give me treasure, I don't even care, I follow her.
Let's just follow, if anything goes down, we got our crew waiting outside.
Yeah, so we got our four, Zao, Bob, Steve, and, well, yeah. She's not here, so Blindy, waiting outside.
Alright, so,
and we'll send Sergio if we need you. Love you, Zao.
So, Justa, Bob, Steve, and Zao wait outside while the other four adventurers head inside of the penultimate castle with Basilius Wula. On the way, there's more troops. You pass by a mess hall, and finally, you reach what appears to be the armory.
We can take him.
A gruff-looking dwarf sits in front of the armory on a step because, like, he can't see over the the like latch
counter?
Normally. The what? Counter, yeah.
Is he like a grand wizard?
He's
like
a
dwarf. An armorer.
Yeah.
Are you
he's
making
the head of armor?
Well, I'm trying to make a parallel to this is the whole line.
I go.
The dwarf says, Vasilius Wula, what can I do for you? She smiles a sort of toothy, incisory type grin because she's a half orc, so she's got those teeth going, like up in her, pointing upwards. So she's like, well, Bastion, these folks are the crew that killed the infestation of intellect devourers that was at our. That apparently at the brothel.
You're welcome.
Did you hear about that? Oh yeah, terrible shame. I went there to visit Berta every other weekend.
Yeah, so does he just have no intellect?
Well,
Maybe that was like a recent infestation.
Oh, okay, sure.
And all those poor hookers.
And that, or you could go to assume that everyone's an intellect devourer except you. The entire island.
Looks over at Dragon Face suspiciously.
As he drools looking at nothing.
Laughing at a brick wall.
Laughing at nothing.
Think about the gnomes. Alright, come on. So, Bastion. Yeah, come on. Remember me?
Remember me, dirtbag. I was like, well, Bastion, I think we can offer them either a cash reward or something from the armory that we don't need.
Wait, so, we each get an award.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. We each get to choose if it's cash or armor.
Yeah.
Damn right. Alright.
Alright, let's go around the circle.
Dragon I want, alright, what weapons you got?
Oh, so many. Bastion smiles so and
I smile when you start laughing. So
you guys are just laughing. Okay, it's now best friends with the dwarf.
2 hours later,
Bastion's enslaved by Dragon Face. Dragon Face has all his weapons.
All right, go ahead. What weapons do I have to choose from?
What sort of weapon do you want?
Trident shape. Is there a better trident?
I could probably come up with something.
Does he have a better trident?
I could probably come up with something.
Like a trident with like 5 points.
Pentadent would be a cool metal band.
Is that a tetradent?
Alright. So what can I get?
Okay, so Bastion goes in the back while Wula sort of just leans against the wall waiting for him to come back.
So still no to the pirate crew.
Oh.
Nope. Thought I checked.
Sorry. I don't pirate. They're rapists and slavers.
They were more like,
hey, what's wrong with that?
Have you ever heard of One Piece? We're more like that.
Are we though?
She does not get the weeaboo references you're making. Part of the
crew. But Zao goes off.
That's what I was capturing the pirate crew.
The guy, Bastion.
Right.
Through the slot in the window comes out a trident, but it's got like two tridents on one sort of Darth Maul.
Oh, like back to back?
Yeah.
I thought it was a handle that burst out and pitched out into two and hit two ends. Ask for one of those Dragon Face.
I'll take this Darth Maul thing. And, like,
we'll check the stats.
Yeah, well, is it better than what I have?
Yeah.
Can I still do the double stab thing?
Yeah.
It's just you do it with one end and then the other.
Okay. Well, you can replace it with one of your current tridents, and this one's a +6 instead of +4.
I'm down.
Just probably make it +1, so it would be you basically add +1 to the damage and +1 to your attack bonus for that weapon. If that makes sense.
And it doesn't.
Write down here. I'll change it for you.
That and audience. That's how you get someone else to do your work.
Let's see.
Can you guys listen to the plot for me?
+1.
While I sit here thinking about space. Whatever it is you do.
Alright, so Dragon Face has got a trident.
I adjusted your trident, so...
Dragon Face has got a buy trident.
Oh, pardon me.
Buy trident.
Alright, so...
How progressive I am.
Mizzetto, what sort of things do you have? You can take either cash rewards or an item.
That was really scary.
Question, is there anything that boosts like healing power?
Book will boost your healing power once you read it.
Okay.
Quite a bit, actually.
Okay. I'll just take the cash reward then.
Okay.
And in the back, I'm like spinning this dual wheel.
Like a guy walks by. Oh, God!
Sorry, bro.
Bastion pulls out a small baggie of one stipend. Pops it on the table for you. In it, there are. Do you open it?
Yeah.
The baggie. Okay, there are.
He's a cobra.
There are 6 lapis lazuli gems, which are shiny blue gems that are worth 10 GP each.
Settles at the market once we get done.
Yes. Right, take that for me.
Don't make me command you.
All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bastion, do you have any enchanted things back there?
Bastion rubs his chin
Because I'm looking for something kind of specific.
Are you looking for the orb that we need?
No. Do you have any shards back there? No.
Do you have any ether shards? This one asks.
I'm looking for a pirate coat.
Well, if it's a if it happens to be a pirate coat, that would be amazing.
Does he have a pirate coat?
No, hold on. Let me finish, Dragon Face. Go back to your toy. In our big fight, I was almost killed in one attack. So I wouldn't want some armor. But if this armor can help me persuade people, so maybe it's like really slimming, that'd be great. So persuasion and armor.
It's got bat nipples on it.
A three wolf moon shirt.
Well, I'm Bastion thinks for a while and he says, I'm sorry to say, we've only got two enchanted things on the premises because we don't really trust magic all too much. One of them is Basilius Wula has it. The other one is not armor, nor does it help you.
More Basilius Hora, am I right? High fives, Bastion.
So what's the one thing?
Does not reciprocate high five for fear of getting stabbed by his boss.
What's the one enchanted thing you got that Basila doesn't have?
Let me go get it.
You could just tell me. You don't have to show me. I'm going to feel really awkward when I make you put it back.
It's a magic dildo.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling really awkward.
You can use it to get your dick back.
Good. What is it?
It's almost like you had to think about it.
I did have to think about it. Bastion comes back with what appears to be a sword wrapped up in several...
duct tape.
No, like lots of cloth.
Yeah.
This is all we got.
I don't really need
it. Screams dangerous.
Does it do anything cool?
Sure.
Can I persuade people with it? Not intimidate Dragonfish.
I don't think this is a very persuasive unless you're persuading them at the end of a sword.
That sounds pretty persuasive.
I guess I'm pretty persuasive. How about just armor?
Alright.
Best armor for
that sounds like it was probably like super integral to our quest.
I can steal it afterwards.
I mean, yeah, we break into the armor.
What sort of armor do you have right now?
Leather.
Do you want to give him what's the next step from that? Or what else can help him be sneaky?
Yeah, but I'd like to stay sneaky. My Lenny face voice. I'd like to stay sneaky. Lenny like face? Stealing thing.
Lenny face? Probably studded leather. Studded leather will give you plus one to AC.
That's nice.
That is actually pretty good.
Alright.
Do our companions get anything they help to?
Oh shoot, we should have had them come in. You know, I'll take cash elements for our 8 members outside.
Oh man.
Alright. Hey Bastion, you got a breastplate back there?
Yep.
Alright.
So you're AC 16 then.
Yep.
And then obviously put it in your armor, your equipment.
Hopefully I use my wish on something cooler. Alright, Sibo. I think it's your turn at the armory.
Wish for the best pirate crew ever.
I already have them. Yeah, right. Two of them are like worthless.
You will not have to talk about Blindy and Mizuto like that.
I was talking about the camels, but
I know. Come on.
The
cattle.
No. Where are you this whole game? What are you doing?
Playing with this dice. Alright, we really get moving. We're not advancing the plot at all. Tell me, what do you want from the...
Not everything has to be plot advanced.
I
got your reward. Now he used to
cheat. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Tell me what he wants.
I spent like 15 minutes asking, like, do you have some sort of trident-shaped device?
He did.
I mean, yeah, at the end. He did have an M1 of those.
Is Bastion just sitting there, blank face?
Looking at you.
What do you have for people who don't hit things with sticks?
Not much!
I got a stick, now you can hit stuff.
He's got cash. He already offered cash. Well, just take that.
But that's not really fun. I mean, I guess I'll take the gold if you just don't have anything.
Why is it the sword? It's enchanted.
I'm not really a sword guy, and plus that looks incredibly dangerous.
You're right! It is incredibly dangerous!
What does it do?
Well, let's just say it talks.
I will take the sword.
It can't be more annoying than Dragon Face.
JK, I actually want the gold because I saw something at the market that I wanted.
He gives out another bag, and in the bag is 7 malachites, which is worth 10 GPs each.
Cool.
Yeah.
To the market!
Before you go...
Let's talk to this chick first. I have a few questions.
Wait, how much
did you get? 4?
Yeah, you got 6.
Oh.
Tony got 7. It's not fair, so you fight over it.
I was going to say, that's an you guys got an uneven amount?
Yeah.
I don't care. It's still a lot.
Thank God it wasn't Dragon Facing me. I would have persuaded you to kill yourself.
I would have just stabbed you before
you would have accepted.
You know, you're my best friend. Dragon the face, best way really to hurt me is by killing yourself.
Look at the sky when it's raining with your mouth open.
Alright, so D-Face wants to ask some questions.
I got some questions for you. Ohora, whatever your name is.
She looks at you sternly and says she'll hit you.
Alright, my question. What are you? Are you like Grand Wizard of this place?
I'm not any type of wizard.
Grand Wizard.
I'm not any type of Grand Wizard. I don't do magic.
Are you in charge?
Yeah. Where's this going?
Are you guys racist?
What
is your opinion on other races?
I'm a half-orc, so I don't know. I feel like other races are fine.
You see, we read this book.
You found a book?
Yeah, we killed a guy for it.
No, he was drunk.
I'm sorry, he's unconscious.
We unconscious the guy for this book.
We unconscious the guy for this book. And it said you guys were racist.
And can I see this book?
No.
Okay.
Can I see your enchanted item?
Can I see your titties?
I don't ask that. Who actually has that book?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think she should have never taken that.
My guess is that was like the Rat's Gallery was like a really old vessel.
Well, it was. I almost burned it down.
And that book was old.
Can I just show it to
you? And what happened was that orc rose to power.
I give her the book and ask her.
Overtook the organization and then made it more modernized.
Well, we're about to find out.
So Basilius Wula looks at the book, opens it. She sort of makes a face like she doesn't like it at all, shuts it, and hands it back to Mizzetto.
So what's the deal with that damn book?
So about 8 years ago, the penultimates were split in two. There's us, who guarded this, who've taken to guarding mortal life for the sake of itself, and then there's the old order, or the pure penultimates, who are guarding only human life and think any half-races are an aberration. They weren't always this bad, but recently they've started killing folks.
Where are they at now?
See, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
If you want a favor, I'm out.
But we may get another reward.
That was a pretty good reward. I get 2 double pointed
times. That's so many points.
That would be 12 points, guys.
Tines, man. Gotta go for more tines. Now, if you are the adventuring sort, we've been looking for the
doesn't
pure
sound
penultimates.
Like us.
But until yesterday, I was a slave trader, brother.
We've been looking for the pure penultimates' base of operations. So we believe they're north somewhere, but we've no solid leads besides that. If you were to go scout north on the northern coast near El Reifert's territory, and you were able to find the base, we reward you with whatever you want. Money, weapons, maybe even land.
Slave girls?
No.
No, total shot in the dark. No, you heard anything about a shard?
Shard. I think the university was looking at a shard?
Not a shard.
The council might. I don't want to talk to more nerds.
I stole the university shard.
Yeah, don't say that, SIBO.
I didn't say it. You guys already knew.
His name is...
I know, but we don't want to hear the penultimate card to hear it.
Oh, I didn't say that out loud. I was reminding you out of it.
You didn't do your SIBO voice.
He like whispers into Winston's ear. By the way,
I stole that! Remember me stealing it?
Oh, man, that was worth so much to them.
It was very illegal.
It was so illegal.
All right, go ahead.
That was it. If you guys were willing to scout out and find the pure penultimate space and then report back to these guys.
And you said it was to the north?
Yeah, it was to the north near El Reifert's
territory. You ever heard of a guy named Trucebreaker?
Oh, that asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, why is he an asshole?
Well, him and El Reifert, since I've been here, have been fighting over this island. I mean, they've never actually purposefully killed anyone. El Reifert does it if you try to leave. He, like, strikes your boat with a thunderbolt or some shit. But they've never actually went after the townsfolk. But they always cause these weird magical shit things to happen all over this. Like, just last week it was raining green. We don't even know how that happened. Suffice it to say, we're not a big fan of Trucebreaker because he won't stop his bullshit. And El Reifert is even worse with his bullshit. So, yeah, fuck those guys.
Why is Trucebreaker called Trucebreaker?
Well, when there was sort of a cataclysmic type event that happened between El Reifert and Trucebreaker, which was completely his fault.
All right, go into details, Oliver Queen.
Arrow jump for you guys out there.
I've been on this island my whole life.
Oh man, this is a lot like my flashback, which I won't tell you about.
Well, there was an entire town full of folks up north, a little bit east of Berm. It's gone. There's a big hole.
It's not west.
Is Burn near the Penis Peninsula?
Yes.
Just wanted to say Penis Peninsula. Alright.
Peninsula?
So would you say, obviously Trucebreaker is a jerk, would you say we could trust him? Have you ever talked to him? Heard if he's a complete jerk?
Why would you need to trust Trucebreaker? Have you talked to him?
No. Just hypothetically.
No, he didn't take our dicks.
Hypothetically.
We are asking a lot of very suspicious questions.
Hypothetically, I can persuade her to believe they're not. Let's play the hypothetical game.
If you were hypothetically working for the warlock, I would have a lot more questions to ask you.
Well, luckily we're not. I've never even heard about this guy until Dragonface started talking about him a second ago.
He's my brother. Twice removed.
I somewhat doubt that.
Would I lie?
The guy who was laughing up blood from the sidewalk, he seems trustworthy.
I bet they end up together at the end.
I want it so bad. Alright. So I think we've got enough answers from her about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, she didn't answer if we could trust him hypothetically.
I think it's pretty clear that we
can't.
Yeah,
she doesn't like him just because he's jerk. That doesn't mean that he's like, I don't want to hang out with Tom Cruise, but I don't think he's going to murder me.
Good point.
Well, the Trucebreaker has never talked to anyone directly, so
just like Tom Cruise.
I wouldn't know if you could trust him or not if he did decide to make contact with you.
All right,
it was worth a shot.
Yeah, is Al Franklin a dick?
Yes.
Okay.
He blows up boats when they try and leave the island.
So does Dragonface.
Fair point, Lenny. Alright. I think we've got enough brothers. We'll help you with your bullshit on our own time.
I go out and we leave. I tell my crew, can you believe it? They didn't give us a reward.
I feel like you're asking for a mutiny.
Well, can I have my men go inside and get a reward?
Oh no, that's done.
How about we speed rewards? Like, and how about they all get money or something? Or they don't get mad.
Spend like one gold piece, buy them a round of like drinks, and be like, "Hooray!" Back to work.
Yeah. So Steve looks angry as you exit the penultimate base.
Where's like fans?
Where's the money? Show me the money!
They just gave it all to Mizuno.
Yeah, Mizuno's in the pirate crew, though, so we probably should be giving them some of
trickle
those
down economics.
I'm not
guys.
The captain, though.
You didn't trickle down and
give them pieces of your armor. take your hat and make it into chunks.
Are they really mad?
Yeah, Steve and Bob are pretty upset that there's not yet any money. for them.
Guys, I'm going to buy you each a new spear. Because I love you guys.
All right.
Is Zao angry?
No.
Zao doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Zao doesn't even understand, so he's probably like, where are we?
The only reason they're mad is because they joined for money in the first place.
That's true.
Of which they've gotten none of.
Soko ni nakigino ga arimasu.
For the folks at home.
Doki doki.
He just said, does anyone know where doki, the bathroom is?
Doki Hente.
What does somebody notice me?
Alright, so we got this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all right.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the market.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, let's hawk these gems. Alright,
so you got the market, and then you got the place where you can buy shit.
Okay.
So the market's more goods selling? And livestock.
Let's go ahead. Can I first just sell these gems right off the top?
Well, first you gotta probably find a place to sell them at.
So. Okay, I look around. Is there, like, a jewelry shop, or, like,
oh, this place.
All right.
A gem shop?
Turn my head.
Or, like, a multi-purpose goods store?
You notice several stores when you go into the market. Don't look at my words.
His computer's blank, guys.
There is a blacksmith, a whitesmith.
Why is he gotta be blank?
A goldsmith, a silversmith. Mm-hmm. A bakery.
What's a white food?
Called Bem's Buns.
Serious question though.
And
an Asian Smith.
Oh my God.
A Will Smith.
And another place called Polymorphy Pals. As you're walking through, you notice there's like six or more bar stocks.
Okay, I want to go to the goldsmith.
Wait, I have a question. Is there a slave trade in this town?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Is there a black man?
They're all like shipwrecked people. Why would there be slave trade?
Or wouldn't
they? You can't leave the island, so like, why would you? You'd be reusing slaves over and over again.
Slaves can be reusable.
Oh my God! You sell the mining dwarves to the miners in the mines.
On that topic of reusable slaves, you have two dwarves.
So what's going on with that goldsmith?
And they have sex. You have a new dwarf, ergo reusable.
You're breeding them at this.
Breeding them.
Oh gosh.
Yes, if you want one with like longer hair, you breed it with another longer.
You don't let it grow.
You
gotta breed that in. Well, anyway.
It's like the worst example.
You got one that's got like long fingernails. You breed that with one with short fingernails. Wait, medium fingernails.
I guess you really want one more like when
you want a baby one. You breed two babies.
Way more messed up than any outside.
No!
Right, audience?
You're the one who's done. No, right, audience? Show of hands? Applause?
That was your lot.
Okay. Tony, you enter the goldsmith.
Yes.
Or Sibo enters the goldsmith.
Woohoo!
Looking regal in his purple foresty gnome robes. And it appears to be a place that makes everything out of gold. Chalices, plates, armor. Mm-hmm. There's gold armor there. Gold armor, though.
Oh, that armor, though.
At the front of the store seems to be a somewhat suspicious-looking dwarf.
Slave.
He's doing something behind the counter, but you can't really see what it is.
What is it looking doing?
You can't tell.
Is his shoulder moving fast?
Oh God! God damn it!
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello,
sir. Can you stop masturbating for a second?
Okay. Do you do gem inlays here?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in purchasing some raw materials? I mean, if you don't want them, I can just leave. I whip out them gems.
Pop.
And I, like, make them look real shiny with my magic.
Illusions.
Oh,
man.
It's my magic fingers.
Sibo illusion them so there's, like, more and shinier.
I'm not gonna make them look more, but I'll make them look, like, super clean and nice.
Mr. Clean.
So that when I leave, they don't stab me to death.
Out from the back comes two bigger, bulkier-looking dwarves who stand at the front of the door, like, next to the door frames.
They'll die, I will tell you that much.
Like, against just you?
yes, they will die.
I ain't scared of no dwarves.
I ain't scared of no dwarves.
Alright, so the dwarf at the counter with the long white beard takes up a one of those gem examiner pieces.
Yeah, jeweler's glass.
Yeah, and he gives the gems a look and he says, okay. So he takes out a bag and puts it on the counter and says, this is my offer.
Yeah, how much is in there?
60.
60 GP?
Mm-hmm.
How much were these worth today?
10.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yoink.
So
alright, John, only wrote the paperwork.
He zoops away the gems and you zoop away the money.
Hmm?
Do you want to do the same thing?
No.
Okay. Mizetto's holding on to
I want to go to the armor place.
Well, it's Mizetto's turn.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, since they work with gold and make jewelry, I want to see if they can make an amulet.
Okay. So you're entering the store?
Yeah.
As you enter the store, the shopkeeper looks up and he's like, oh, that's a beautiful beard.
Damn dwarf though.
because you're worth it.
Just swish my beard.
So you approach the counter and go ahead and ask what you want.
Okay.
If you want me to try and persuade them, I'd be happy to first minute.
I don't think you need to. My beard's doing all the talking.
Okay, so I asked them in Dwarvish.
So Tony's here standing in Lockwood here. Someone's like,
what are you guys saying? You talking about me?
I show them a lapis and ask them how much it would take to make a gold amulet using that.
Well, for fellow dwarf, I could take 5 of those lapises and give you one inlaid in the center. How's that sound?
What do you want?
I ask if 4 lapis in 5 GP work.
You drive a hard bargain. roll for persuasion.
Okay.
Get involved in the haggling process.
16's pretty good.
What do I add to that?
Persuade.
Oh, okay, so it's just 16.
Yep. It was like, okay. So do the exchange.
I jump in. Do it for free.
That's nice.
Do it for the opportunity to work with this beard.
Yeah, do you want to join our pirate crew?
Suspicious looking masturbating shopkeeper.
You know, you're all we want to find.
Except what it is, it just sounds like two rocks hammering next to each other.
Ting, 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 ting.
Like somebody working on an anvil who turns around, he's not holding a hammer.
Please help the hammer.
Like a rock.
Alright, so, He nods, he takes, you still have 2 lapis, or you still have 1 lapis left. He takes 5 lapises and 5 GP, so make sure you mark that. So you pocket the last lapis and he's like, you're gonna need to come back in about an hour for that to get done.
My turn?
Yeah.
I want to go to the armor place.
Alright, armor place. Do I still have that shoe? Alright, what sort of armor you want?
Anything better than whatever the crap is I'm wearing.
You're not wearing anything. Is he? Are you wearing chain shirt? Chain mail?
Where is that? Where would that be on this thing?
It's in your...
Well, it's in leather armor, so no, not even that.
Yeah, you should probably be decked out in, like, heavy armor.
Yeah.
Right.
Our tank.
Give me something. What pimp armor do you have?
I'm
sorry.
What pimp armor do
There's
you have?
There's full plate, but on chest... There's a dragonborn choking a dwarf.
I would love that. Can you make custom armor?
You enter the blacksmith, and it's another dwarf. This one has a beard that like goes into like 2 different. Like,
I know what you speak.
Yeah, like a.
Two different handles to get him by.
Buddy, I need your help for this because.
What are you going to do for me?
The door is guarded by two studly dwarves in formal wear, in black formal wear with chainmail on, covering their formal wear. The black male's like,
Black male. 6'1" black male.
What up, guys? What are you looking for?
The blacksmith's like, what do you mind?
Let me see some ID.
what you got?
Let me see what you got first, and I can show you what I can see.
What's that? Not existing dick out of you. No, I got. Look, I got 5 GP. What will that get me?
Padded armor.
What's your finest armor?
Well, we have half plate. That's 750 GP.
Alright, what do you have for less than that?
How much you got?
Let's say I have 10.
Leather armor.
That's the next step up.
The next step up is studded armor. That's 45.
Okay, it's 45. It's
got a bunch of little Lennies on.
How much is this seaside dagger worth to you?
So this guy also has one of them.
Why does everyone have these things?
Noticing a common trend.
Lenny, get your ass in here.
What do you got for me?
I'm sure it's something, all right. Subplot that I wrote.
I'll not kill you later.
You couldn't if you tried.
He looks at your seaside dagger and he's like, I like that.
Me like
it. I can get you some scale mail.
Scale mail? I already have scale.
I made a scale mail.
How much? How good is scale mail?
Scale mail is probably your best bet. Well,
what is it?
It's 14 plus dexterity mod max 2, so it's probably 16
for you. Probably.
I'll take it.
Alright, so.
I know what your dex is.
You slap the valuable crystalline dagger on the table and wipes it away, and he gives you the biggest scale mail they have because
of
a giant monster.
Is it Lenny's turn?
Yeah, Lenny! You would no help, Lenny. Thanks, you asshole.
Should give me something in return.
I got it without your help.
Lenny looks for a tailor shop. Well, you know,
I want
like a wisdom check. Where can I go? What's my best bet to? I'm going in and out of Lenny here.
Yeah, I can tell.
I want to increase my charisma or my persuasion. So should I go for an amulet, a cool piece of clothing? What's my best bet?
It's something magical, and that's what you're gonna want. So
is there a magic shop someplace
within the bookstore have like a charisma book or something?
It might have something that could temporarily boost your charisma, but
permanent increases to stats are really expensive in D&D.
I have a decent amount of cash. My hat gives me 1.
Yeah, your hat is actually probably worth
like tens of K.
Yeah.
Tens of K?
Yeah.
My gosh, we should sell that book.
But once you're level 10, though, the K's are rolling in like nobody's business. So.
Darn it.
I'm using
Ding!
You'll get it by leveling up naturally, you gain.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
You're gonna have opportunities, don't worry.
No.
There's just none in this
town. Oh, well, then I want, like health potions or what's the health stat? Health potions?
Potions of healing.
I want some potions of healing.
Alright, the only potion shop in the area seems to be polymorphine tiles.
Alright, I'm going.
Definitely want to go there.
Is that like a Tumblr or something?
They got rainbow flags in the window. Weird BDSM gear.
Lenny is unfazed.
So does everyone enter the polymorphine tiles?
No, I don't go in with them.
Okay.
Well, you don't want to be
I see you like leather armor.
Okay. I'm going into this place.
Okay.
I unassociate myself with the lumbering brute knocking over shelves.
Your party enters the odds, or your party isn't just you guys.
I'll join them.
Let me get to the counter!
I'll go to
polished oaken floors creaking under footsteps. Glass bottles are stacked on the shelves, and in glass display cases on the walls, all with different substances in them. With labeled with different pictures, sort of.
Semen. A lot of it's got semen in this place, guys.
Can we be honest, though? Frobs. Behind the counter, two gnomon men, twins, were brewing something in a large steel vat. Whatever the substance is, it is glowing green and smells like old cheese and used undergarments.
Alright. Let's take some of that.
Gentlemen. Are you the shopkeepers?
One of the twins, the green clad twin, is like, look, Glit, we've got customers. And the other one's like, bugger off, Twig.
What? Burl off?
Bugger off, Twig. You know, we need to watch this vat for it to get distilled. You go deal with him. And so Twig approaches. You forget a lot of things. It's a common theme.
What are we doing here?
Chris forgets things, not D&D. How can I help you?
You guys sell healing potions?
Well, we specialize in polymorphy potions, but we've got some health potions.
What the hell is polymorphy?
I'm glad you asked!
God, you gotta get the sales speech now.
I'm out.
These are potions that can transform anything!
To be clear, there's only two people in the store, right?
No, everyone's in the store.
I know, there's only
no,
two.
No, he means like shopkeepers.
Yeah,
we could murder them.
Oh my, I don't...
Then the whole town will be against
us. Yeah, the guards will find the body, they'll find you covered in blood.
We'll already be leaving.
You probably
are
licking up the blood.
So what kind of stuff can you transform into?
Well, we've got a lot of things. It's not only for,
like...
putting his finger over his throat.
It's not for only pranks or weirdos. But you guys look like adventurers. I'm sure we can find something for you.
Well, do you have health potions?
Yes.
Don't give a shit about your other stuff.
I'll consider it. I want to come in what look where I came for.
You ain't got money.
Alright, so how much for a health potion and how much will it heal?
10 each?
I think they're 10 each. They might be 20.
And how much do they heal?
1d6, I think.
So what, I'm sorry, 10 GP?
10 GP.
Have you ever considered a sponsorship? You seem like a reputable business. I'd be surprised you haven't sponsored anyone before.
Well, our customer base is kind of all fetishes, so...
That's what I'm saying. You need some publicity. Fetishes, they're ashamed. They're not going to spread this knowledge.
So what he's saying is he ain't got money.
What money do I talking? I mean, we're adventurers. We travel the world. How about we put some polymorphous potions... logos on our packs, on every potion. When we're fighting, we go, oh man, I'd be sunk if it wasn't for this polymorphous potion. I guarantee, your customer base will triple.
Well, tell you what, if you get a tattoo on your monster man... No,
of course.
We're gonna turn him into a NASCAR.
We'll give you any polymorphy potion you want for free.
I'll pass.
Dragon face and limited heals.
That's weird how
can
you
persuade
like.
Him?
How does it persuade him?
No inner party persuasion.
What?
You can't do that.
Unlimited heals?
I can command him.
Well, let's hear what they got first.
Yeah. Okay.
What kind of polymorphic potions you get?
Did you say unlimited polymorphous potions only?
No, we can get one free polymorphic potion.
Any type.
And I'm sure they'd throw in some healing potions.
Dragon face.
I'm not doing this.
Take one for the team.
Let's see what they have.
It's weird how you said.
Okay.
It's weird how you said I'm not gonna help you with your crap. What will you give me then?
I'm only give you free potions.
Yeah. What if it turns you into a real dragon?
Yeah. All right. So help me convince my friend here, giant walking billboard here.
You're gonna turn it into a NASCAR.
So, this giant walking billboard here apparently needs to be convinced. What kind of potions can you help out Dragonface with?
Well, let's see. We have small animals, wolves,
Reiners,
those half spider things, dragons.
Dragons?
You can turn into an actual dragon.
It only lasts for an hour, but yeah, we got dragons.
Think how much we could wreck in an hour. Think how many people you could eat in an hour.
I agree.
He's got these images flashing in his eyes of like people burning.
Like
he's trying to bump
them. Face, is that an agreement?
How many of these do we get?
Elves?
We get
one
potion a person.
One each.
We'll murder you.
Put two tattoos on.
One polymorphous potion a person. and a discount on healing.
I can't run both.
Persuade. I say we just take the, yeah, do the persuade.
You can try
that. I use guidance to help.
I use intimidate to help.
I can do that, right?
Yeah.
Alright, I use guidance. So
18. Plus persuade, that's
a d4, right?
Yeah, d4.
And then add that to your roll.
Well, tell you what.
26.
I think he's persuaded.
I'm pretty sure I own your store now.
Well, it was a high roll, because
dragon potions take forever to make and cost a lot of rare ingredients.
Oh, so I'm not asking you for 4 dragon potions. That'd be absurd. Come on, right. You're my sponsor.
Alright, I can give you 1 dragon potion.
That sounds fair.
And 3 of any other type of potion, so long as it's nothing like a dragon.
I'll take the dragon one.
That sounds fair, Mr. Billboard.
If I'm gonna be the billboard, I want this dragon potion.
Why he's gonna get a tattooed like on his face or something that completely just ruins him as a character.
It's on my ass.
No,
there
you go. No, it's either on the front or on the back.
No, his ass is always exposed because of his like fucking.
Yeah, it would be better on my ass because the armor is covering my chest and back, but not my ass.
He's just got it right there. Like a little like bumper.
Oh,
like
a better bumper idea. Sticker. On his tail. On his dragon tail.
I like it better on one of his ass.
It's on one of his ass.
Yeah, I'll allow
it's
it
like
on
a little
right
like bumper sticker.
And so we get half credit on health potions, 1 dragon, and then 1 polymorphous potion, not dragon. So a piece.
Half credit up to 4.
Half credit. Half credit up to 8.
We've only got 4.
What kind of business are you running?
We don't carry health potion. This is polymorphine.
Like, when we return, if you have had more customers, then we'll continue to get the discount.
Okay, I can run that.
All right, so 4 potions, half health potions, half price. 1 dragon, 3 other polymorphous potions. This billboard gets a tattoo. Are we in agreement?
Deal.
Sounds great. All sounds right. Great for Olin.
Quick, get over here.
That guy comes from behind the counter. He's got a tattoo and he'll rusty.
Dragon face, can you give us a scream in pain?
Now I have
20 hours later.
Now I have polymorphine pals. The logo I hope was like pink with like 20.
you got 2 gnomes side by side with big bubble letters. Polymorphine pals.
Sweet.
All
right. Well, now I got a dragon potion though.
Yeah. Now you get a dragon potion.
Where's your? Does he have description somewhere? Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, probably like right here or here.
He's making him into a NASCAR.
I'm just writing to it too.
Sweet, I'm adding the dragon.
Alright, what kind of polymorphous potions? You kind of listed all of them. I feel like I cut you off just telling you to go bigger. So start with dragon and go down.
Alright, we have driders, wolves, small animals, and any humanoid, male, female, robot. I'm just kidding.
Female,
you can't
one.
Do that.
What's a robot?
I think it's some sort of machine man.
Construct.
Yeah, those things.
Well,
living armor.
I'm thinking maybe a woman, so I could. I'm already seducing
that'd
every
be hilarious,
woman.
Yeah.
I'm seducing every woman possible, so I guess I could seduce every man possible.
That would probably be good for you.
I can run that. You want dwarf, gnome, elf?
Oh, oh god.
What?
Orc?
What has the most broad appeal?
I'd probably say elf.
Yeah, probably.
I'll take elf. 1 female elf potion.
Right.
Except for dwarves hate elves.
So you get a very pink fluid in a vial.
All right, and then 1 health potion. And because I love you guys, I'll each give you 1.
Nice.
I don't need them.
I'll take 2 Tony.
Then.
I can cast magic.
I'll take 1.
Disguise myself.
You can't disguise yourself.
You know what?
Brain melting ray though.
I'll give Dragon Chase the other one.
Yeah,
because it takes more damage than me.
I do.
You are a cleric, so it's easier to heal yourself.
Tank McGee over here.
NASCAR McGee.
Once we're done here, I want to go over to the livestock area.
I want to get my amulet.
Yeah.
Oh, did we have to? Did you like drop it off?
No, it took an hour.
It's like it's 1 hour amulets.
Yeah.
Well,
so
it took
an hour to get his
discussion.
Tattoo. It took an hour to get his tattoo. Now he has his tattoo. You can get that. All
right. Let's
see. I thought that all.
Okay. Let's get move on. All right.
All right. So, Mazzetto's next.
I'll take the Drider one.
Okay. You want a man Drider or a
Lady Drider.
All right, Professor Oak. Just give me one, I don't care.
Well, the male Driders are significantly smaller because they're, you know, spiders and
yeah, brutes. That's true. All right, I'll take the female one.
You get this sort of black inky fluid in a vial with a picture of a lady with legs, spider legs.
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
They're like,
this is our customer base. It's weird. This is our lives. Quit just nods. He's like, yeah, this is what we deal with every day.
Trying to use his weird stuff.
You know that Nixon guy? Really weird.
Yo, I think we should ask.
They're pretty much
centaurs
with spiders
instead
of wolves.
Yeah. It's a big, it's bigger than the other ones.
Until he said
it's about a gallon. So this thing's huge.
Go.
It's gold.
I think we should just gold drink this potion, beat up Truce Breaker.
Fly over.
Kill him early.
Alright, Macedo, what kind of potion you taking?
Sibo. I don't need any potion.
Jesus.
You're
worse than Chris.
You're worse than Chris.
It's not true at all.
I'll pass on the potion.
You don't want one?
Whoa.
You turn.
I'll get another female one for Lenny.
Get another dragon one!
Oh, he can't. That's right. Make it a dwarf one, I guess.
Yeah, I'll get a dwarf woman potion for Lenny.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be persuasive.
And then I'm hiding out to the
livestock
area.
Alright, on the way. Alright, so we're done here?
Yep.
Thanks for stopping by!
Thank you!
Did you take your GP off?
What GP?
So it was 5 each for all the potions.
So that'd be 5 times 4, 20.
420. on your way, before heading to the livestock area, Mazzetto grabs his amulet from the dwarf guy, and as Mazzetto's leaving, the dwarf coughs a feel on his beautiful beard. But nothing.
He goes, I wink at him in dwarven.
This is like a really gruff wink.
His eyelashes have beards.
When they clump together, you hear stones.
So you head to the livestock area. Mm-hmm. What you doing?
What kind of animals I got up in here?
Alright, so.
I want a horse.
Yeah, I'm getting myself a mount.
Oh, yeah, they got those. You remember what I mentioned before?
Yeah, I know, but I want to see if there's even sillier ones.
Oh, man. Okay, so stable. You approach the stable in the market area where all the veggies were when you entered the city, called Minnie's Winnie's. I should do this for a job.
Apparently, you don't get paid, but yeah,
this job.
So the overwhelming stench of animal feces approaches you.
It says hello.
It smells just like dragon face over here.
Minnie's Winnie's looks capable of holding hundreds of horses or animals in general because it looks to be some sort of a like a both a stable and a place where horses are kept outside the city. You are greeted by a human woman, dirty from stable work, wearing a satisfied smirk.
Dirty.
She looks to be in her mid-30s with dirty blonde hair and a thin coat of grime from her work in the stables.
Roll the flirt.
It smells like she needs a bath because that is most certainly the case.
Can I roll the flirt?
You can roll the flirt.
How much do I need?
I can't tell you that. Stop asking.
I got an 8.
What do you say to her,
What do you
though?
Say to her? She might be easy.
You smell like me.
I say that.
We have a lot in common.
We both smell.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah.
She is also.
I like a man who likes to get down and dirty.
No, Clark, use a girlier voice. I want to imagine.
That is her girly voice.
Yeah. I like a man who likes to get dirty.
You came to the
it's
right
like
place.
The garden super jail.
So what can I do for you, handsome?
How would you like to join a pirate crew? There's plenty of booty.
Just play up the sexual one.
Because as you know,
just come and give her the wrong idea. Like, it's just, it's not a real pirate crew. And then she comes there and it is a real pirate crew.
Oh, I thought this was like a bunch of strippers or something.
She's not interested in joining.
You already said yes.
You smiled, therefore.
You got, what kind of thing can I ride besides you, pretty lady?
Oh! Got a plot point.
Oh, come on! Hey, how about me? I got a sponsorship from a potion shop.
You can have a plot point, too.
Thank you.
Andrew, you don't get one.
I got one earlier.
I didn't ask for one.
I thought the amulet was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do
with it. It's just the amulet.
Oh, I thought I was like enchanted.
No, it's just lamp.
It's like shiny.
All right, so
it's me. I was pointing at the
so,
using
a bargain or the stable worker gives you a wink.
I wink back.
And leads the your mouth's still soaked with mind flare blood. So
she knew that.
Who's not? So as you as you go in the back, you approach an area which has several animals for sale.
Is one a giant walking duck?
Oh my god, I wish that was a thing so bad.
You want to spend your pop plot point right now? Do you want to spend it?
Only if it's affordable for me.
A plot point. Do you want to
spend it? I can't.
What are these animals?
Where did that even come from as an idea? What if there was a big duck? Deal.
What are the stables? That's this big yellow bird. Twice as tall as you are.
Oh my god.
Wearing a muzzle. Glowing red eyes.
What sound does it make?
It doesn't make sounds.
It's wearing a muzzle.
Oh, right. I love that shit.
Oh, you can have that. No one wants it. We can't sell it. No one knows what it is.
It's mine. Well, right. Who will you name it,
Dragon? Put it into your treasure and we'll figure out the stats later.
I gotta hear from its muzzled lips.
Wow. Give me a second on the name.
Oh yeah, you got a name thing.
Alright, where's the treasure?
Face.
It's on your second
face.
It's on your second
sheet. Dark face.
Andrew gets a platform. We're just surrounding in a vortex of chaos right now.
Thanks for listening to Legion of Renob Episode 5. Rate and subscribe us on iTunes and visit us at legionofrenob.com. Email us at legionofrenob@gmail.com and see you next Tuesday. Now go away.